Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. I have such an amazing brand with me today, and I was actually telling the founder that is here with us today how much I'm obsessed with the entire line and that I will be including it in our top picks. It's going to be everywhere on our top picks. So it's definitely a line that I recommend to all of you, just even before we get started. But without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founder of Naturopathica, Barbara Close. Welcome to the show, Barb. I'm so excited to be hosting you.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to host you because like I said, I'm in love with the line and I can't wait to dive into that. But first, I really want to get to know you and your background and just all the inspiration and vision that went behind creating the brand and then creating all of the amazing categories within the brand. So if you could kind of walk us down memory lane, give us a little taste of how it all began.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, I was not the girl who played with her mother's jar of oil of Olay. That's for one thing. And I was also not the girl that maybe had, chronic eczema and then vowed to find a cure. I found the world of skin and beauty somewhat by accident. It collided with my love for holistic health and my passion for wellness rituals. So, I grew up in Virginia on a farm with a great love of the outdoors and a mother who was passionate about plants. And that really created a thirst to learn more about the botanical world. And, when I founded Naturopathica, it was a healing arts center, was my vision. And creating the skincare part of it is something that happened as a sidebar of that when I started getting more interested in looking at different aspects of wellness. And of course, skincare is part of it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And I actually like that you were so honest about your entry into the space, because I think a lot of people think that, to create such a wonderful brand, you have to have this really traumatic story about your skin. It just has to be, but it doesn't. And I think it really shows. I mean, I'm a huge fan because I feel like you have something for everyone here, and that's something that really draws me very closely as a consumer. And that I want to actually continue by asking you about... Hi, we're recording.
Hi. Okay, perfect.
Okay. So I want to actually, Barb, ask you about, how was that in terms of creating all of the different categories for the brand? Where did you first start? Like, what was the first category?
Well, in order to talk about the first category, I think I probably have to tell you more about the brand itself.
Yes, please.
My original vision for Naturopathica. Most people know us now as being a leading holistic skincare brand featured at over 500 destination resort spas. And we have 3 of our own, 2 in, 2 in Manhattan and 1 in the Hamptons. And when I first opened my door in 1995, what I created was really an herbal apothecary. It wasn't a spa or a skincare studio. It was floor-to-ceiling herbs like kava root and echinacea and calendula. We had tinctures and teas and herbs, and we had a naturopathic doctor on staff. And we did massages. We did facials. But it was really creating this, what I call a discovery zone for wellness, that people could come in and learn about, the ancient arts of aromatherapy and how it can help with stress, or how meditation can really help to attain more balance, or feeling the effects of a massage to speed healing from, say, a sports industry. So that aspect of nurturing yourself with natural therapies was really my inspiration. The skincare part of it came in when I started doing facials, and I thought, well, okay, what's going on in the world of natural skincare? And back then in 95, it was sort of like Walita and Dr. Hauschka. And it wasn't like there was a lot. I think Aveda had just entered the scene. But when I would look at their ILs, their ingredient lists, I would see that they were still, you know, a lot of ingredients in there that, let's say, weren't skin friendly. So that's how, you know, in 97, I really put on my esthetician's hat. I got that esthetician's training. In addition to my background already as an herbalist. And that's where I really started looking at creating the line. So when we began, you know, like most skincare lines, there was a foundation of what I would call your nourish category or your normal skin category. And then there was, you know, a dry skin and oily acneic and aging well. We always had aging well and not anti-aging, because that supports our belief in, you know, the healthy aging of the body. Now we've rebranded the brand, and now you see different categories based on, you know, different functional aspects of the brand. So, you know, whether that's chill to help relax, you know, products that help relax the body, or nourish, or defy, they move in, you know, much more specific arenas.
Yeah, that's very interesting that you brought up the naturopathic approach, you know, and the holistic approach, because I think that even in medicine, you know, I'm trained in allopathic medicine, but I've definitely had a lot of colleagues that are in the osteopathic route, and we've definitely had conversations that are very much rooted in this idea of holistic healing, you know, and in everyday practice. And I think that one of the biggest, controversial things that comes up in these conversations is the use of certain ingredients in certain doses and how to regulate that. You know, a lot of doctors I know, you know, they love recommending products, but of course, you know, as you know, as a medical practitioner, I can't write a script for, like, you know, an herb or something that's, even though I know it's good for you, you know, even though I know this is going to help you and nourish your body and whatever, I can't do that. So I, you know, with that being said, I would like to ask you about, you know, what kind of feedback have you gotten from your customers as far as, you know, the healing of medical conditions, the healing of certain things they're suffering with, you know, if you could share that with us.
Sure. I mean, my journey from a farm in Virginia was also, you know, by way of going to Europe to visit an aunt who was very into herbal medicine and homeopathic remedies, and going to these herbal apothecaries where they would make her a calendula cream if you had dry skin, or a linden tea for an upset stomach. And I bring this up because in Europe, still today, there is a lineage of natural healing. You know, if you go into Italy or Germany and France, most people go to their herbal apothecary before they go to their doctor.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. In America, with the rise of antibiotics, we lost all that ancestral knowledge, you know, and it's very much symptoms management, right? So got a headache, take an Advil. Can't sleep, take an Ambien. So as a holistic practitioner, I've always been interested in specifically about skincare too. You know, we have to treat the whole body. That's the first principle. And we want to do no harm. We don't want to use anything in our ingredients that's going to cause harm either to the body or, you know, or to us or to others. So again, that's just a whole foundation that, you know, when I started the brand, it was clean from the beginning. And I think what's interesting now is that 25 years later, we've seen clean come front and center in the skincare industry. And I'm thrilled that it's here and it's here to stay. But it's not just about toxicity, you know, whether a certain ingredient has a phthalate in it, and that may be problematic. It's also whether those ingredients are actually working to build the strength and the integrity of the skin. So I guess that's a long way of saying to you that ingredients are everything.
No, absolutely. And I absolutely love that you brought up the clean conversation, because I mean, it's in the name, naturopathica. I mean, nature is the most clean you're going to get. And I often find myself telling, people who reach out to me via email for the podcast, or even some of my, on the medical side, in my practice, I tell people, if you can't find an answer in nature, that's really a shame. Because as scientists, we look for, solutions, and we look for solutions in a laboratory, but everything that has ever been discovered and has ever had real meaning to us as humanity and progressed modern medicine has been rooted in nature.
Well,
That's
yeah,
the fundamental.
as we know, most modern medicines all have their root in nature, right? So,
Yes. Yes, exactly. But the thing is, and you know what's funny is also is that it's when people when you tell people things like, well, why don't you try putting a little bit of honey in your tea? You know what I mean? Instead of taking that cough drop, why don't you try doing? They're like, well, that's not going to work. And I'm like, well, where do you think the whole idea comes from? You know?
And that's to bring that full circle to the beauty industry. It's the same thing. People are always looking for the next wizard ingredient, right? What's it going to be? The retinol or whatever. And from my point of view, it never made sense to me, even when I started this brand, that we would treat a condition like acne by just applying salicylic acid, by just applying a topical. At Naturopathica, we've always looked at beauty through the lens of health. So, how does diet, hormones, blood sugar, lifestyle factors like sleep, all of that ladder up to beautiful skin? And that's now you understand why when I started our Healing Arts Center in East Hampton, that whole herbal apothecary was so important because we teach people those skills of what foods are good or not for certain skin types. What type of diets help with that? And then last, we look at what clean ingredients or holistic skincare can help create beautiful skin. But it's the last.
I love that. I love that. I love that you have really started you've stuck to what where you began, in the sense of you've stayed true to your vision, because I can't tell you how important it is now more than ever, as I'm sure just as well as any medical doctor, is it's very important for us to be really advocating for a more natural based approach to almost every facet of human health. I mean, it's from like these days I keep reading papers, Barb. I can't even tell you how many times I've read a paper about endocrinology and how it relates to every organ, and the same topic keeps coming up, the same topic. And you had mentioned toxicity before, right? Well, that idea is coming up now, but now it's in relation to the modern medications, big pharma that we're talking about. And we're dealing with this idea that now that we've, for example, people take metformin, right? They take metformin for like insulin resistance. Well, I just read a paper the other day that this is now what it's doing is causing multi-glandular endocrine, pathologies, where multiple glands in your body are now in disarray because you've been taking and pumping your body with these synthetic chemicals that big pharma pushes
Has trained
out.
us to do. I know. We don't go there. It's OxyContin. Yeah, I know. I get it. So again, it's teaching people to dial back that less is more. You don't necessarily need to clean your skin twice a day. It depends on, you have to treat the individual. What is your skin like? How does it react to certain ingredients? How does it react to perhaps using an oil as a serum afterwards instead of a cream? So again, teaching people to just dial back and to be their own doctor. It's your body. You've got to look at the symptoms. You know the history better than other, rather than turning to a quote unquote expert and decide what's best for your needs. And so that's really the essence of what excites me about this industry is empowerment. Is helping, create that knowledge base or that wellness rituals that excites people to be able to go on their own paths of wellness.
Absolutely. No, that's definitely a wonderful I think mantra to live by, and I am a huge fan of the brand. Like I said, I think that this is a really great time for us to really dive into the products because there are definitely so many Hallmark products in the range. I mean, for everyone listening, I don't know if you have checked out the website yet, but I definitely encourage you to do so as we're speaking here because you'll see what I'm talking about. There is an
One of
eye
the
cream.
one oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say one of the questions that you asked me that I thought was really interesting, because I know I've listened to a lot of your podcasts, and I know you always like to ask, what's the science behind the products? And everybody has such interesting answers to that. For us, it's really quite simple. I have a master's degree in herbal medicine, and it may sound odd, but we all know that the primary cause of disease in the body is inflammation, and the skin is no different. So basically, the science of our brand is how do we reduce inflammation? So I use my herbalist hat to drop in as many botanicals that have a proven history of reducing inflammation, from oats to aloe to, calendula, hyaluronic acid, and really focusing on putting out the fires, so to speak. And I think that's such a different approach with so many other brands that are into adding, again, that hero ingredient. Clean for us, of course, it's not toxic. That's what my brand's been built on since its inception. But it's how do we calm irritation? And then we can look at putting in those clean cosmeceuticals that really give us the results that we want to see, the peptides, the retinols, the vitamin C, but in clean-based materials that don't promote more inflammation. And my motto is, if your skin is busy putting out the fire from some product you put on your face, it's not making collagen and elastin and all the other stuff you want it to do.
Exactly. No, exactly. And I love that you have that background in natural medicine. It's really something that I think a lot more people need to go into, as a career path. I think there's a lot of discoveries to be made, in this realm. And so I'm very, very impressed that you have this background and that you have really carried it forward into a brand.
Yeah.
For example,
Yeah.
I wanted to dive in. There's one thing I wanted to point out is that the brand has something for everyone. It has something for everyone, and that's what I love about it. It's got, options for any type of skin. It's got options for any type of concern, and also the ingredients are not fluff ingredients. For example, the one of the best-selling products is the Vitamin K Brightening Eye Complex. I think this is a beautiful, beautiful concept because vitamin K, in medicine we talk about vitamin K. It's involved in your clotting cascade. When you create your clotting factors and your it's a very, very important component. And when you're a baby, your doctor injects you with vitamin K so that you don't bleed, bleed into your brain. But with under eye discoloration, a lot of times it's due to vessel deformations and problems. So this is a very innovative product. So I would love for you to speak on this a little bit if you could, Barb.
So vitamin K, you're absolutely right. It helps the blood, reabsorb into the vessels, but it's paired with horse chestnut, which is one of the most popular herbs in Europe right now, for the same thing, for increasing capillary function. So for its ability to reduce, any kind of discoloration. So those two work really well together. And then we have niacinamide in there, which is a, an iron horse that, is beloved in the skincare industry, vitamin B3, because it really, is a strong antioxidant and helps, reduce fine lines, especially around the eye area. The other ingredients that are in there that are kind of interesting that I think also add to this ability of this product to be so beloved and to be so effective as brightening is that there's also mica and silica in it. And what those do is they help refract the light and also create sort of a topical camouflage as well. So all of them work together to make this sort of a beloved product for treating as well as corrective care that you can wear, in the mornings when before you go out in your day.
I love that. Now, I wanted to ask you, Barb, about this is something I've never tried before. I tried it from your line was the carrot seed facial oil. I would love to learn about carrot seed if you could tell us, because I've never seen it before in products.
No, that's interesting. You know, one of the beautiful things about that product is it was one of the first products, literally, that I created in 1997, 2 years after we had opened the spa. And back then, if you can believe it, people were freaked out about using a face oil in America. It was, you know, in Europe, it was done all the time, but oh my God, I'm going to break out. You know, how could this be? Kind of thing. And now, of course, you see them used all the time, which is great because they're so nutritive to the skin. You know, carrot seed, this product, carrot seed is basically an extraction from macerating the seeds, literally the seeds of the plant. And if you think about what the seed is, it has the whole DNA or the life force of the plant. And carrots are very rich in beta carotene, and this is chocked full of antioxidants. In addition, we put this product in a base oil, and by that I mean a vegetal oil of rosehip seed oil. And rosehip seed oil is a carrier seed oil. I grow a lot of it at my garden here on my farm because it's very rich in essential fatty acids. And those are so important to really reducing inflammation in the skin. So this product is great for your dry, devitalized skins. And by that, I mean that can mean really, you know, aggravated skins, like somebody who's just gone in and done a powerful, you know, AHA peel, high percentage peel, low pH, to bring down the redness. We use it in our spas after we do the peels. It can be great during the wintertime when the skin is experiencing a little more irritation, or it can be great just as a primer before you put on a moisturizer for just giving, you know, infusing the skin with a big percentage of antioxidants from the carrot seed.
That makes sense. Wow, I love that. I didn't know it was such a powerful antioxidant. That's very, very interesting.
It's always in our top 10 products.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful, beautiful product. I think that for me, I love oils, and I really love that you brought that up about the whole culture around oils in America as we've seen it kind of evolve over the past, I think, decade. Oils to me is like it's like second nature for me to gravitate towards oil-based products. And I was born in India. I was born there, but I grew up in an Indian culture. I also lived in Europe for a long time, like you mentioned. So, it's like a it's a cultural thing for me, but I often am astonished as well, like you mentioned, when people are so scared of oils. It's like, why are you guys so scared of oils? They've been around since Egypt, you
But
know, like
think about it in America, when you thought about oils, I mean, a lot of them came from the petrochemical industry and they did make you break out. I mean, you know, when I started this brand in the 90s, I had to educate, you know, a vegetable oil versus a synthetic oil or a mineral oil or what the solvent they use to extract the oil. So you do have to be knowledgeable about it. At the same time, let me ask you this. Do you think that the sort of face oil category is getting a little bit heady with, you know, $500 face oils now?
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely. I think it's ridiculous. It's one of my biggest, oh my gosh, it drives me nuts. I'm like, you don't need all that. Why the heck do you have a ridiculous, and some of the oils, Barb, I don't even think they're real, because like some of these plants, I don't think you can extract oils from, like some of the things I've seen. So yes, absolutely, yes to your answer. I mean, to answer your question, I think it's getting very heavy and it's getting very, very cluttered. And people are now saying, well, you don't need oils. We're seeing that again. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been watching social media and people are like, oh, you don't need oil in your routine. And I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh, here we go again. You know, like we're gonna go backwards now in time and go back to the days where people have, badly hydrated skin, that's not protected. And this is a great time for us to actually remind everyone, I think, that's listening, when you use an oil, as I'm sure a lot of you already know, you're locking in all of your other skincare, you guys. You know, like it's so, so important. And actually, Barb, I would love for you, if you wouldn't mind, to give us a little mini lesson on the idea of the difference between a mineral oil and, you know what I mean, like the bad oils versus the good ones, if you could, just so people know.
I mean, you know, a vegetal oil is going to be the best type of thing to use in your skin because it's biocompatible, right? So when you use something that's petrochemically derived, like a mineral oil, it's has no bioidentifiability with your skin. It just rests on top of your skin. And for some people, it can also be irritating. So when you're looking for a vegetable oil, cold pressed is always going to be best, because a lot of times manufacturers will heat up the nut or the seed to extract more out of it, or they'll use a solvent. And those solvents can use residues, or by heating it up, it's like, you know, cooking your broccoli or steaming your broccoli. You're going to kill a lot of those nutrients. So you always want to look for a cold pressed vegetable oil, things like rosehip or borage. I mean, there are dozens. Marula, you can find tons of these by just Googling them online. And the other piece that I think is so important, Ekta, is the aromatherapy piece as well. And this is another pillar at Naturopathica, because we practice holistic skincare and holism. You know, stress is such a big part of skincare. You know, just last night, I got into bed, I took out my evening primrose oil, I put a couple drops in, did an inhalation. I just felt my whole body relax. And then I started a face massage for about 10 minutes. So relaxing, so good for the skin. You know, I'm practically asleep by the time I've done. So again, with your background in India, right, in the body oils and treating all of the body, it's so important to bring those wellness rituals back home.
Yeah, I completely agree. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of the aromatherapy products that you have. You know, I actually have, all of the oils that I actually request, I have them on my bedside, and I do the same thing right before bed. And because I meditate at night, you know, I know a lot of people love to meditate in the mornings. I don't have the time, so I do it in the evenings. And it's part of it's part of my wind down routine, and I've just been loving I've been loving them. They're so nice. They put you right in the mood of just let's wind down, let's come, you know, bring this day to a close. And then, yeah, you carry out your whole routine. You go through your skincare, you do whatever it is that relaxes you. And, you know, you're right. It's a huge part of skincare. You know, people now are starting to finally talk about cortisol, for example. They're finally starting to talk about cortisol levels being elevated in 95% of the population of, you know, the Western civilization. Right. Yes, because we're always on the go. We're always moving.
Adrenal glands are fried. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, I know. Have some good coffee.
Exactly. And so, you know, with all of that being known, it actually baffles me why consumers don't take the time to invest more in these kind of, you know, just the more self-healing level of skin health.
I think it's starting to change. I mean, I think people, again, we're programmed, we're marketed to from the time we're in diapers of how to make our life easier, which is another way of saying you can jam more stuff in there. Right. And people are really like, you know what, this isn't working. I think COVID made people sit up and go like, I need to rebalance. I need to hit the reset button. So people are learning to make their own skincare. Great. I mean, you know, you're not going to make retinols, but there's a lot of basic SKUs that you can make. People are learning, again, how to do inhalations to help with anxiety. They're learning to do bath rituals to help bring stress down, to incorporate yoga with aromatherapy, you know, tea. Think about the simple art of making tea. I mean, that's the oldest healing tradition in the world, is the shaman bringing, you know, a cup of herbal tea. And by just putting that kettle on the stove and listening to the rumble of the kettle and pouring that over the herbs and smelling them and sipping it, drink something wild every day. That's my motto. It's one of the healthiest, best things you can do for beautiful skin and for just resetting your stress level. So
I absolutely agree with you. I think you're so, so on point with that. And it's so interesting to me that, you know, it used to be a trend. You know how like everyone was like, oh, now I'm drinking tea. Now I'm drinking, what was that one? There was one that was from South America. Everyone was doing aroma mate. You know, and mate was like a trend. And I was like, I was drinking mate from like, you know, I was so young, you know, when I was introduced to it. And I remember when all of the hipsters were into it, and I was like, you guys, It's wellness isn't a trend, it's a lifestyle. Like you
Yeah.
have to keep doing it. You can't do it for a month and then be like, oh, I'm done. I'm on to the next thing. No, and that's where I get very frustrated. And I think also, at the same time inspired, I guess, in some ways, because when I come across brands such as yours, Barb, I'm like, here you go. Here's a landing space for you guys,
Right.
explore, test out things, find the things that work for you and stick to them.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I actually want to ask you about, just in terms of like when, when you're crafting, because I know there's a lot more than skincare, right, on the brand side. So when
We
you're
certainly have
really,
minor herbal remedies. We have tinctures, which
yeah.
are liquid herbal extracts. For those people don't know, the tincture is how we the original US pharmacopoeia of how we took medicine is we chopped up an herb, steeped it in a alcohol, and then we let that sit for 6 weeks and strain off the herb, and that makes a tincture that you can take directly under the tongue or add to tea. So we have tinctures, teas, aromatherapy. So that is our remedy line as well as the skincare.
I love that. And I actually really enjoy your tinctures because I remember, I have anxiety, I have clinical anxiety. And when I was in college, actually it was in my master's years, and I was really suffering because I did not want to take a benzodiazepine. I did not want to get on Xanax. I did not. I refused. My doctor was always arguing with me and like pushing it down my throat. And I was like, no. And so what I did was like explore like valerian root and stuff. And a lot of the places that I went, even if they were, I guess, credible, it made me a little nervous because I never knew, like, how are they really deriving this, and where's it coming from? And one thing I really love about your line are the tinctures because there is a stress relief one. There is one, that helps you and it gives you that same feeling of just instant. Like if you're having like a mini panic attack, you can honestly, I'm telling everybody, you can honestly take it. And if you want it to work faster, put it right under your tongue and just let it just, you know what I mean? Just go. Like it works. It really
Actually,
works.
I'm good for me. Like for anxiety, yes, our oat stress tincture works the best. But when I have a real panic attack, it's our sleep tincture that works the best. We have a passion flower and kava sleep tincture, which is good for bringing on sleep. But kava root, hands down, you know this, one of the best for anxiety because of the kava lactones to really help. Help deeply relax the body. So yeah, there's lots to explore.
Yeah, lots and lots to explore. And it also the reason I even brought that up was because we complain all the time in modern medicine and we're talking about how, oh, there's an opiate crisis. Oh, there's a benzo crisis. Oh, there's this, that, there's that. Well, there doesn't have to be. Okay. There's and this is where I really want to get just your two cents is this coming together of just I guess modern Western medicine with the more natural approach and really finding a balance. And I would love to get your insight on that so that if there's any practitioners listening in, anyone who's on this side of medicine, you can really adopt this. So if you want to comment on that, Barb.
Yeah, I do. I think it's interesting because in the media, oftentimes you'll hear about these scares like, oh, comfrey root or, ephedra. And, somebody had something happen and, an herb gets banned or put on an FDA warning list. And then, as a physician, let me ask you, how many times do we know that medicines are iatrogenic, meaning that they cause a toxic reaction?
Oh my God, that's like 98% of medications.
98% of hospital stays are caused by, what either some drug or some procedure that's caused harm. Plants are used by 85, 90% of the world's population as their primary care. We've used them for hundreds of years. That's a lot of proven studies. So if you want to prove the efficacy of the herb and you want to say, well, oxycodone is proven safe versus, something like valerian, well, let's look at those years of proven use where we've seen that valerian is a really effective nervine for helping to calm and relax the body. And I think that's valuable information. Yes, I am a complete nerd for science and that's why I have a master's degree in herbal medicine. I want to do those studies. But let's face it, nobody's going to race to find do clinical studies on echinacea right now because there's no money to be made in it. So
Right.
I think my point is that the concern for herbs is, you know, big pharma has really promoted that myth, and consumers are often scared. Oh, you know, is this herb controversial? And certainly if you are taking certain drugs, you need to be careful that they're not contraindications. But anyone could start out by just planting a few simple herbs at home in a window box if you're in an apartment, or a little part in your backyard, a little plot of land. And, you know, things as simple as rosemary and, you know, lavender, lemon balm, ginger, you know, thyme, one of the best things for colds, oregano, right? There's so many simple herbs that, again, we can add, you know, quickly to spices on our food or make teas with, that people can feel the benefits from right away. And I think that's just really important to encourage people to do.
I agree. I really agree with that. And I think that, you know, just one word about big pharma is that, you know, what they've been doing for many years is stealing from natural remedies like Ayurveda, for example, and then been applying it to scientific, you know, or not scientific, but like bench research, and then creating drugs and then pretending like it just came out of nowhere. No.
Yeah.
It came from a plant. Okay, that's where it came from. The drugs you take to combat malaria, the drugs you take to combat HIV and tuberculosis, they are derived from plants and tree barks. And
it's foxglove, yes. All of
And that's what I don't think consumers understand, is that you're not getting some sort of miracle pill that just came out of nowhere. It's all coming from nature. And that's really where, you know, I want to tie this back to that first point I made about, you know, it's been a, if you can't find the answer in nature, then it's probably not there, because everything that we're looking for can be found if you look for it in the right place. And so I'm a huge believer in, you know, your philosophy, Barb. I love your brand. I'm just, you know, I get frustrated because I think people are misinformed, and it's definitely a lot of it because of marketing, but a lot of it is also because of turning a blind eye. You know, it's like if someone just shoves something in your face and you say, okay, I'll just accept that, you're never going to find a better option. So, you know, it's really my request to all of the listeners, you know, you should check out brands like Naturopathica. You should check out, you know, the real science behind these ingredients, because you'll really amaze yourself when you read about them. It's truly astonishing.
Right. I think, you know, people are marketed to, and so they get seduced by the next glitzy thing. But usually what I found is when people embark upon the healing journey, meaning they've had something happen that they couldn't fix with a quick pill or a quick, you know, visit to a practitioner, then they take the time to explore what might be causing that imbalance, and whether it's diet or stress or, you know, some sort of, you know, family history, whatever it is, and then looking at, okay, what are the things that I can do? And it is the most rewarding journey you'll ever go on, that the learning, the feeling of empowerment, it's really an unfolding of what you can learn about your body and what it's capable of.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. And, you know, I think that by you creating the brand the way you have, by creating so many options and giving us a real catalog of, you know, just efficacious, natural based products, is such a service to us, because, you know, there's not a lot of brands like this. And so, you know, truly hats off to you and your work. It's very astonishing. And I really, really am such a huge fan.
Well, I'm a fan too. I can't wait to meet you in person. So please let me know when you can come visit one of our wellness centers, and I'd love to have tea with you.
Oh, I would love that. That sounds so, so wonderful. And thank you so much for the invitation. I will definitely take you up on that.
Excellent.
Everyone listening, definitely go check out Naturopathica. Again, like I said, I will link everything in the concept art for this episode. But, you know, go explore. Have fun. It's a wonderful brand. It's a wonderful website. And there's a lot of information on there, a lot of really, really key information. So thank you again, Barb. And thank you to everyone listening in. I will be back next time.
A complete pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.